We should always remember how fortunate we are to have an opportunity to come to class, and then during class, you know, and at the beginning we do prayers, you know, where we bring to mind Buddha, and then we generate you know, faith in him, and then on a basis, you know, then we recite praises to him. So even just to be able to do this itself, you know, it's, it shows actually we are very fortunate, yeah, just to be able to do just this. You know, having some confidence and faith, you know, in the Buddha, even just a little bit of faith, you know, itself is not an easy thing. You know, really, it's not an easy thing. So the fact that we do have some faith in the Buddha, you know, has indeed made our human life, you know, precious. Yeah.
And on top of having just some faith and belief in the Buddha, you know, now that we have an opportunity and interest to learn about the Buddha's teachings, you know, for we have an opportunity to listen and to reflect and to think about the Buddha's teachings and to see, you know, and to analyze. You know. So this actually, you know, is, if you think about it, is really, you know, something really, really, really amazing.
Really amazing. What did the
It is possible that from time to time that people may think that there's nothing much, nothing much about it, it is really no big deal, to be able to listen to the Buddha's teachings, because some people may feel, I listen to the teachings, I study, but there's no practice anyway, so we think that there's really no point, it's not like that, even just to have an opportunity and just to be able to listen to the Buddha's teachings itself is really amazing, there's a great transformation is really taking place just by listening, just by studying the Buddha's teachings, Maybe just to give an example, that we have heard in the teachings on the effects of committing the 10 non-virtuous actions, haven't we? Right? We have some idea of what are the fruitional effects of committing the 10 non-virtuous actions. What are the consequences and what are the kind of suffering that will ensue? Yeah. Even just having heard this teaching itself, can remind us when we are about to engage in these 10 non-virtuous actions to think twice, right? Yeah, right, isn't it? Yeah, at least there's, because of having heard the teachings, at least there's a chance, that whereby we will actually think twice or actually stop ourselves from committing these non-virtuous actions, isn't it? Yeah. So, and when we are able to do so, when we're able to stop ourselves from committing these non-virtuous actions, don't you think that it is a result of having heard the teachings on the 10 non-virtuous actions?
We have also
heard instructions on cultivating love, compassion, isn't it? Right. We have heard about the faults, the disadvantages of anger, and the benefits of cultivating love and compassion, isn't it? Yeah. Just merely hearing the instructions on these topics does have an impact on us. It helps us at least to deal with our anger a little bit, isn't it? When anger arises, at least when we think about what we have heard, at least there's some relief, isn't it? Yeah, some relief in the mind, it does something to our anger, isn't it? And just because of having heard, just having heard the teachings on love and compassion, just help us to a little bit in maybe fostering some kind of love and some kind of good heart, isn't
it?
So we do definitely experience transformation and change and just by hearing the teachings, yeah. And of course, ideally, on top of hearing the teachings, we can reflect and then familiarize ourselves with the teachings through meditation, right? And then definitely there will be, definitely there will be a transformation, definitely there will be change, isn't it? Without leaving it at just the level of just having some mere belief or faith, you know, then we should seize the opportunity, you know, to learn about the Buddha's teachings, yeah, to find out more, to learn, to analyze, to reflect, to think about it. Yeah. And we have to remind ourselves, you know, constantly, you know, how extremely fortunate we are to be able to do so. That, you know, we have an opportunity to learn, we have some interest, and we have also some ability, you know, to learn, you know, to think about stuff, right? And while our lives are still stable, and while we are not tormented by some serious illness, you know, and to be able to do all this, you know, having this opportunity itself is really very, very fortunate. Yeah. So we have to remind ourselves, yeah. So, you know, I think I may have mentioned it during the refuge. Yeah. You know, after we take refuge, we go for refuge to the Buddha Dhamma Sangha, right? Isn't it? Then we become a Buddhist, isn't it? Yeah. And we do go for refuge to the Buddha. We have faith in him, isn't it? Yeah. And I think that perhaps one of the most important commitment, or one of the most important precepts or commitment of becoming a Buddhist, or, you know, is to learn about what the Buddha has taught. Yeah, to find out more about what the Buddha has taught, to learn, and then to reflect on those teachings. Yeah, so I think I see that this is one of the more important really commitments. Yeah. So after having gone for refuge to the Buddha, so I think perhaps one of the best commitments that you can make, you know, to the Buddha is to, you know, is to make this a promise or pledge, you know, to learn the Buddha's teachings as much as we can, yeah? and then reflect on those teachings.
Yeah.
So that's going for refuge to the Buddha, and after having gone for refuge to the Dharma, as you know, the Dharma is the actual refuge, isn't it? Yeah. So after having gone for refuge to the Dharma, then we can make this commitment, you know, to try our best, you know, to keep a positive frame of mind, positive state, you know, of mind as much as we are able to.
Yeah.
The whole point of going for refuge to the Dharma is to, you know, is to carry out the promise of you know, keeping the mind positive, yeah, in a virtuous state as much as possible, isn't it?
Yeah. 아니 지 가르소나 아니 겨워 진이기 독 성벌 성벌시고 해 나 겨워 진이기 코르시고 해 토시고 해 겨워로 꼬마지 코르시 고기요 해 겨워로 공배도 좋아하기 见나 나 중见나 독 라 겨워 독 진이지 고기요 해 제단 랑기 겨워로 공배도 좋아하기 독라 아니 내가 가르소 해 나 구샵 치고 해 나와 쓰고 치고 해 구샵 치고 해
And after having gone for refuge to the Sangha, so in order for us to increase our virtuous states of mind, virtuous frames of mind, we need the help or to be surrounded by people who are able to encourage us in virtue. Yeah, help us, you know, people who are able to act as a condition, help us in order to develop our virtuous states of mind. Further, yeah. So towards, you know, the fellow practitioners who are able to perform their function, right, then we need to develop. We need to consider them, and have respect for them.
Yeah. 공도 진짜 용도 땅에 아니 사과도 재화도 편배스 공배도 땅에 진짜 샤바이나 랑게 계속 공배도 좋아라 편도 용해 어떤데 이제 강토도 어떤 난 거야 어떤데 말이야.
And also in our context here, because the everyone here is coming together as a class, right? So you know, these are the people that who you're going to associate or we have been associating with closely, yeah, for a long period of time. So therefore, towards there should be mutual respect for one another as much as possible to reduce any feelings of hostility or unhappiness with one another, and then, you know, to increase, you know, sense of consideration and care for one another. Yeah. Okay, so back to the text. So we are now looking at the instruction of exchanging self and other, yeah? And now we are at the section where it talks about the eliminating the two obstacles, no? To training the mind in this attitude.
What to sin this one la tinemata, Tirisha, Tilonatin, Ranshin, the Dugi, Tashin, Moset, the Soso, Jusuchin, Tuba Zinsin, Telatene, Telatem, the two young, Dinning I in the Tuba Chawanya, but Dinny Singing about the Torres. Tatunda, I jig jig teacher.
Okay. So the text says, you make a categorical differentiation between people who are happy or suffering, yourself and others, making them as different as blue and yellow. Then you accomplish your happiness and remove your suffering because you think of them as mine, and you neglect others' suffering, happiness and suffering because you think of them as belonging to others. So this is the first, this is one of the obstacles. So this is the one of the obstacles, yeah. Basically, it is a mind which feels that you know, one has no connection with others whatsoever, and that oneself and others you know, do not exist, you know, in dependence on one another. Yeah. So based on these, this feeling, yeah, on this idea, then we do not engage in eliminating the suffering of others, and we do not engage in things that will accomplish or the achieve the happiness of others. Yeah.
Oh, that he nimble, that they some corbina, T nimble caracum corson, T nimble dashing only the source of Jesus Chapa Medes, Pendleton and Dala, Shingi, Lokia, Shenan, Dagi, Lokia, Chers, Chitta, Paris, Traditionals. Then a party, Parilla, Dingwane, Cosa, Parilla, Dingwane, Parilokia, Parichina, Trilokia, Shinos. On Tena. Mumbo Kado Sula, Mumbuni, Luki, Kado Shing, Lumikawa, Dao Sesto.
So the remedy for this attitude, you know, this obstacle is this. Therefore, the remedy for this is not to make a categorical distinction between self and other as being essentially different. Rather, understand that self and other are mutually dependent, such that when you are aware of self, you are aware of other, and when you are aware of other, you are aware of self. It is like being aware of near mountains and distant mountains, for example. Relative to your being here, you think of a mountain there in the distance as being a distant mountain, yet when you go to this distant mountain, you think of it as a near mountain. So the awareness of self and other is not like the awareness of a color, for regardless of what color blue is related to, you are aware of just blue and are not aware of some other color.
What does it mean? That on that dela, carasan, data, shen, city, parisurinashi, turn it to us. Dala, dirty, shen, said, shenla, the dala to the shen, shenla to the dals. That on dining, turn it shy, that on that, parisurinashi, yes.
So the text is saying that just like near mountain and distant mountain, you know. So one self and other, it is also relative. So then, citing the source for this. Yeah. So Shantideva's compendium of training states, by becoming accustomed to the equality of self and others, the spirit of enlightenment becomes firm. Self and other are interdependent, like this side and the other side of the river, they are false. The other bank is not in itself other. In relation to someone else, it is this bank. Similarly, self does not exist in his own right. In relation to someone else, it is other. Thus, Shantideva indicates that self and other are merely posited in relation to a particular reference point and do not essentially exist. So basically, yeah, we have to think about how the self and other do not essentially exist. Yeah, do not exist by their own entities, yeah, but rather they are just posited in dependence upon one another. Yeah. So another obstacle in developing or training the mind in the attitude of changing self and others is basically thinking that, like what the text is saying, I will not make an effort to dispel others' suffering because others' suffering does not harm me. It's none of my business.
So the text continues by saying, it would be like not accumulating wealth in your youth out of fear of suffering in your old age, because you think that your suffering in old age does no harm to you in your youth. The obstacle is this, yeah. Other people's suffering is none of my business. Because they suffer, they can continue to suffer, but you know, the suffering doesn't affect me whatsoever, doesn't harm me, right? So the attitude, you know? So the text is saying that thinking in such a way is akin to thinking that is basically like thinking in such a way is basically, you know, same as saying, you know, that there's no need to really to save, you know, for rainy days, you know, or to save for retirement, let's say when you're older, you know, because the suffering that you will experience or you may experience in the when you're old, you know, does not harm you now. Or it would be like not alleviating the pain in your foot with your hand, because your foot is other. So actually when you have a pain in the foot nearly became something else. when you have the pain in the foot it doesn't really affect your hand, right? But when you have a pain in your foot, and then your hand automatically does something with your foot, right?
Right?
So if we argue, why do you have to do anything with your hands? Your foot has nothing to do with your hand. So, old age and youth are just illustrations. Yeah. So this principle applies also to morning and evening, former and later days. Having said that, obviously we don't accept it, right? Look at your face, we know already. We don't accept it, right? Obviously, naturally, we don't accept it, right? I mean, it's like, you know, but, and the qualm is basically what this is. The qualm here is basically this is what we will raise, right? You know, it's a completely different matter, you know, because old age and youth are one continuum. You know, it's the same guy, right? And the foot and the hand is one collection, right? So therefore, they are not the same as self and other.
So 윤도 초반 계지 몽보도 초바지 몽보도 딱바 인기 난자용어 메라스 랑기 다도 신기 다장 소근대로 조급이 조급에 다신 도샤점 인베 랑기 모두가 매도 스타련나 딘데 시전지
So the response to this qualm is there here in the text. Continuum and collection are designated to many moments. That's the continuum, yeah. And then to many parts, yeah. That's the collection. They do not have a self-sufficient essence. The self of yourself and the self of others must be posited to a collection and a continuum. So self and other are not established by way of an essence that can be posited independently. Can you explain the answer?
Did you read? Did you read the answer? How they answer the call?
The qualm is this, yeah. You can't talk about continuum in the terms of old age and youth, and you can't talk about hand and leg in terms of a collection as being the same as self and others. Basically, that's the qualm, right? Right, and then the response to the qualm is this, yeah. Whether it is we are talking about continuum or collection, yeah. The continuum does not exist as a continuum by way of its own entity or by its own from its own side. By way of its own entity. Yeah. Similarly, the collection as well, the collection does not exist as a collection by way of its own entity. Yeah, so one of the things to be established is the how the continuum or the collection does not exist by way of its own entity. Right? The thing to be established is how a continuum or a collection does not exist by way of its own entity, yeah? So extrapolating from that, then one's own, you know, when you talk about your own collection or your own continuum, those cannot exist by way of their own entity, yeah? Similarly, when you talk about the continuum of others or the collection of others, you can't talk about
them existing by way of their own entity as well.
어떻습니까? 딱 단단 님보 딱 가르스나 다단 신 세디 딱 균라 다고 딱 균실라 딱스니 다야 신기 균당 촉바지라 딱스니 다야 차기 요래 촉바전 균실라 딱 바이 바 찍바레스 아 니가 뭐니 그 맞고 바이 바 찍바레스 딱 단다
So self is designated, is imputed on the basis of the continuum. Yeah. Or one's collection is also basically imputed in dependence on one's collection. Yeah, imputed, right? It's the same thing with others. Yeah, other, some other person is designated or imputed on his or her own continuum, isn't it? So it shows, and also whether it's oneself or other, both do not exist by way of their own entity. So both are similar in not existing by way of their own entities. The reason why we are unable to develop our love and compassion for others, all boils down basically. All at the end of the day, boils down to this feeling inside us, that we and others are inherently separate. This self and other, the essence established by way of the own entity. Based on this, we make this categorical distinction between self and others, and from there comes anger and so forth. This is a condition, having this attitude, feeling that oneself and others are established by way of own entities. Yeah. Then there comes this categorical distinction between oneself and others. One makes this kind of distinction, then from there, then of course, then comes the anger and attachment. So yeah, basically here he's trying to establish how self and others are not established by way of their own entities and on the basis of establishing how one's continuum or one's collection and others' continuum and others' collections do not exist by way of their own entities. So it is extremely important to think about this, this answer, the answer that respond in response to the karma, and think about it over and over again. So you have to think about it and discuss, because sometimes if you look at the answer, sometimes you're stumped, we don't really know, what is it trying to say. Well, sometimes when we look at the answer, we understand it. Yeah. But when we look at it another time, we don't know what it's talking about. Yeah. So therefore, it's important to
to think about it over and over again and discuss it until it becomes clearer.
我读信呢，今天嘛，打安尼就开始了，打啊，信息吧，就是真正的安尼就解明白了，是打懂了解透白了，是打空白的呢，信息吧就真正解透了，是。我讲通明白呢，真正空白，我给两个懂啊的秘书把银白写了，写了真正空了，第一懂啊的秘书把叫把银了，啊，信息吧就是真正那空白的呢，解透过来是。
So next, the text basically states, you know, it is possible.To exchange self and others, if one is accustomed to this way of thinking. Yeah. So it's a matter of familiarization. So, however, since beginningless time, you have found your own suffering unbearable because you have been conditioned to self-cherishing. Therefore, if you become conditioned to cherishing others, it will give rise to an attitude of finding others' suffering unbearable.
我听那个下，他听那嘛工作我了，是他同他呢，他大些年就工作我设计了下，他同他。
So next is the actual way of exchanging self and others.
我读些呢，他同他宁波，他考试呢，他的考试嘞，哦，嘞，他大些年就购买了，가서수반한신이래다조직단말이다가서수반한신이래그는다진진님밀삼에아니신진진신체받지평유삼에어디약보고시다다통말뒤모토가에지침을평유가리유매아니님이가리유매어딘데스아니딜러삼로땅거에학발도아니지가르서나다진진일수도원에뛰어탐지중산이바당진진지당어마이바딘데시아니지신과에지침을찾으래
So it's about the actual way of meditating on exchanging self and others. And so at the beginning, one has to really think well about the faults of self-cherishing and the advantages of cherishing others. And this is something we've discussed before, isn't it? Yeah. This is something that we have to figure out for ourselves. We have to see, realize how self-cherishing has many disadvantages and while cherishing others has many benefits, yeah. And in particular, we have to realize for ourselves how self-cherishing is the door to all suffering, the root of all the problems, and how cherishing others is the source of every happiness, yeah. And to be able to see how self-cherishing is the real enemy, yeah. So this is important, yeah.
我读起呢，他同代人，他国民都讲了，听得第一句什么来不就当听得嘛？安尼就他各种喜欢那些的，他各种讲了喜欢那些的，他让给我呢什么东西当然是，知道吧？他让我呢什么当官人呢？安尼甚至他们这让给年度满久啊，早晚年的面对，各种他军队面啊，军队各种喜欢那些的，知道吧？甚至肯定些呢，让给年度满久啊面对，年度，伢在咱们些忙活呢，有点年吧是。听得起的，啊，你什么当前，啊，你甚至他们这了，他可能是呢，啊，你去偏巴的，啊，你搞的偏的，啊，你去你里面嘛，我听得起啊，你几个人你们三百件，我听得起的。
So here, like what is mentioned and what taught in the instruction of the Sevenfold Course in Living Instruction.To remember the kindness of all sentient beings, yeah. Yeah, how they were our mothers and how they were kind to us and so forth, yeah. So by remembering how all sentient beings have been kind in such a way, then Tron tries to develop a sense of closeness, you know, without feeling distant from anyone, you know.
Oh, that's it. That's the nian du ma ji wa zao ni ni bin de.탐제다랑경원의삼로나랑경삼로지땅바이나탐제랑경년도기로시년도마지에쓰는직장을해봐시어떤데삼로당시아니지그래참받은인재어떤데참여받도록
So from one's own side, by realizing how there isn't anyone out there, any living being out there who hasn't been our close friend or close one or loved one. You know, then one then seeks to develop
equal love and compassion for all. Yeah.
我听得是你三六七单一说的，那你去听得什么当呢？搞搞了用不多，我就听得用这个多少遍了，让了偏不轻的用下去，啊，让了偏不的甚至的到长了点不系统，我就听得忙不多，甚至听得什么苦个多，但把里面甚至的忙不学学习，让了偏多的用些么都没关系，听得给间接样，还是呢，把里面甚至听做了样，想把迎接准备没多少用个多。
So sometimes, believe that, the number of people out there who has helped me or who are helping me, actually very few. Well, there are many who have harmed me, but the vast majority of them, have neither helped me or harmed me in the sense, I mean, they're like, really, I mean, one couldn't care less about them, right, Right?
어근데삼로코바이나대한멤버래다가르스나심지근데지이나양다통도심지스도아니신의스도랑을짜심부샤대지러와다심지신의스도가서시원한신의다란이기문도삼이땡상쪽에지처장심지신의땡땡하시근데샤야다가서시원한신의랑게되게또고땀송근데지중바이나심지신라땡땡하시
So yeah, so that's we sometimes we think that the vast majority of people are they're kind of indifferent. We're really indifferent to them because they're kind of from our perspective, kind of the neutral. So in that sense, it becomes kind of difficult sometimes to think of them and to have love or compassion for them, right? But actually, the reality is that. It's not that as if that they are not precious. Everyone is precious. Why? Because, as mentioned before, we have seen how every sentient being is a source of happiness for ourselves. Yeah? Starting from the happiness of that comes from getting food, reputation, clothing, and so forth. All these have to come from others. Yeah? We have to depend on others. Achieving the good rebirth, even achieving good rebirth as a human being or as a celestial being in the future, or has to come from sentient beings.
What did the Taganashi, the Niasana, that Tonda in Chambad and Ninjake, Kadam of the Mongo Shu, that Chambad and Ninjake, that Shizadia, that Sims Shella, then quite his chapter. Ne, anything on the Changju Sim said that Tindiga, anything that. 平南卡的人把用那个枪就什么射的，他什么就显了点关系，好什么就显了没点把射的，枪就什么枪把人家射的也没点关系。加上今天什么当了，他让了枪把的人家，你枪就什么借的，什么就先困难搞定了都得行，啊，点的写特别行。
And we bring it one notch up, and we think about those practices of love and compassion. Yeah.Practices of love and compassion can only be done because sentient beings exist, yeah. Because of sentient beings. Similarly, the generation of bodhicitta, which is said to have, skies of benefit, right? That bodhicitta has to be generated in dependence on the sentient beings, yeah. So,there isn't such a thing as a love, compassion or bodhicitta that is generated without depending on the sentient beings. Yeah. So, in this sense, even the love, compassion and bodhicitta, these realizations can only arise in dependence upon sentient beings.
Yeah.
So if we just leave out even just one being, one sentient being, and nothing to do with me, if we just leave out even just the one being, then there's no way to develop that real love and compassion, and of course no way to develop the bodhicitta. So if we leave out one sentient being, then there's no love, no compassion, and then no way you can develop the actual bodhicitta. Yeah. So in order to develop actual bodhicitta, we need all sentient beings. Yeah. We need every living being. Yeah. So from this, you can see how everyone is equal, is precious.
Yeah.
And in order for one's realizations to increase, you know, more and more, one's love and compassion, one's bodhicitta to increase, in order to also to actualize all those realizations of the paths and grounds, you know, even and up to the achievement of enlightenment, all these qualities and realizations have to come by depending on sentient beings. Yeah. So yeah, if we analyze and we think about this, then I guess we can, you know, see, you know, how all sentient beings do matter. Yeah. How all sentient beings are precious. Yeah. So if we think along, we think about this, then it becomes obvious that there isn't you know, such a thing as a sentient being who doesn't matter, who is not who is indifferent, you know, who are kind of in between, neither helpful nor harmful. No? So it's not the case. Everyone is equally precious and beneficial. So yeah, by thinking along these lines, then we have to develop love and compassion, and that makes no distinction between sentient beings. So another way of equalizing our love and compassion for everyone is to remember impermanence. And just as we ourselves are impermanent, so everyone else, all others are also impermanent. So we are all in the same as being impermanent. And for that reason, so there's no real reason to be like so attached to one and to be upset or to be angry at the other.
Oh, today some tongue that tamjala ta anichi sim chambadan sim that pendant do some by nyobashi that on the
so is to equalize, you know, feelings of love, concern, and compassion towards sentient beings.
我今天什么当？今天大概哪些嘞？那可是哪些嘞？他甚至心结问的什么当那些呢？那几百亩的，可是，古民古民八百个弄的几百亩的，他懂得甚至心结问的什么当白呢？他可是呢，他们就调换的吧，动画没多吧的，几百几千下去，是吧？Then,
like if we think about this from others' perspective, similar to the quote from Kamala Shila's middling stages of meditation, yeah. If you think about it from others' perspective, others are the same in wanting happiness and not wanting any suffering. So from others' perspective, every other living being is the same as in wanting to be happy and not wanting to suffer. And they're all the same in being deprived of happiness, and they're same in being tormented by suffering. So it doesn't make any sense then to have the wish or to love only some and not others, and all. It doesn't make any sense to want to work for some and not work for others. Yeah.
我今天什么东西我都俺大概能信嘞，本来可是呢，俺今天什么东西本来大胆可是呢，大胆念时的呀，可是说的是，嗯，主要主要学习，他同他你，他大胆念时的主要主要学习，他大胆念时都跟没大把的心，主要主要学习，我今天什么东西，想去，有去见吧。
Then also, we think about others, no? Whether we consider the person to be a loved one or an enemy, we also have to realize that their status, no? As being friend and enemy is not permanent. Yeah. The status
can change, does change anyway, right?
Also, like the near mountains and distant mountain, friends and foes are also only relative. Yeah. They are not established from their own side, basically. Yeah, simply speaking. Yeah. Or they are not established by way of their own entities.
Yeah.
At the onset of some slightest change, you know, due to some conditions, you know, an enemy can become a friend. You know. Likewise, also with some, just because of some small condition, a friend can become enemy. So the whole concept of friend and enemy is also like basically a near and distant mountain. Yeah. They are relative. Yeah, they're not established from their own side. Yeah, so in that sense, they are all equal. Yeah. So with such a reflection, we try to develop a sense of even-mindedness.
So basically, yeah, anyway, this instruction on exchanging self and others is an instruction for developing this even attitude, no? In regards to love, compassion, and having a wish to benefit sentient beings, and in developing an even attitude, no? Or such minds, no? Towards everyone. Yeah.
What is shut? That in there was shut in a month. That in the shut in a month, in the chimney, that
Lama Tisha said, Tibet recognizes bodhisattvas who do not know how to train in love and compassion. I think not only Tibet, basically everywhere. Someone then asked, well then, how should bodhisattvas practice? He replied, they must learn in stages from the beginning. Langri Tangba said, Shabhoa, and I have 18 human strategies and one horse strategy. Sounds like crunchy. 18 human strategies and one horse strategy for a total of 19. Well, our human strategy is simply to develop the spirit of highest enlightenment and then learn to do whatever we do for the sake of living beings. Our horse strategy is this. Since self-cherishing keeps that spirit of enlightenment which has not arisen from arising and destabilizes that which has arisen and prevents its increase, train by keeping self-cherishing away and doing whatever you can to damage it. Cherish living beings and do whatever you can to help them. Kamlungpa said, through our disinterest in living beings who are what is most important, they will also do the same to us.
Changju Semba Namji, that on the Changju Sem Gage, that Anishita Khan, Jongagi, and Nindi, that Semja Chakyore. That Nyong Nyes, that Changju Semba Namji, Nyes, and the Susana, Semja Chay, Roba. That Semja Sido, and Tang Mambo Shu Chay. Chaza Tang Mambo is on, Ti Jung, Tap Jang, and Tang Mambo Shu.
The bodhisattvas, those who have developed bodhicitta, consider who to be their loved ones. The loved ones of the bodhisattvas are the sentient beings. Yeah. And in order to help them, how many sentient beings are there? There are numberless sentient beings. So in order to help numberless sentient beings, you need numberless methods. Yeah. So numberless strategies. Yeah. I mean, here the analogy is of 18 strategies. This is just a number. what he's saying and what it means is, you know, just as there are numberless sentient beings, then you know you have numberless pattern, right? So you also need numberless methods. Yeah.
어떤데게 차이나 어떤데 집 어떤데 숨도 아니 집 따답 집 세대 따 다도 답 집 세대 따 따도 다니 가르스나 따 따 전주선만 남기 강 누구의 다지 집마다 매버렸어 가르스나 따 랑진진 진짜랬어 어떤데스다 제 손에
있어래 And then about this one horse strategy, So the bodhisattvas have only one enemy. Their enemy is the self-cherishing. So this is the 18 human strategies. I mean, the way, you know, and the one horse. Strategy. So this is what it means. Yeah, but in some texts, the 18 human strategies are listed out. Yeah.
What did they say? That time, ma, anishi, kasana, that time, that that tap time guan the same thing, gong guan. That is some way said. Tap what chum, zao what chum, mi su. Tap what, tap chum, mi su, mi chum, mi su. Tam jie di la tu bie, tu tam jie de di la.
Basically, next is the how it is appropriate to train in many methods, to put effort into training in the many methods in order to develop this bodhicitta. Yeah. Whether you plant the roots of the Mahayana or not, or whether you have genuinely entered the Mahayana or not, is all founded upon this. Therefore, always consider what you should do to develop these. It is excellent if you do develop them. If you have not, do not let it remain that way. Always rely on a teacher who gives this kind of teaching. Always associate with friends who are training their minds in this way. Constantly look at the scriptures and their commentaries which describe these. Amass the collections as causes for these. Clear away the obstructions which prevents these. Moreover, if you train your mind in this way, you will definitely acquire all the seeds for developing these. So this work is not insignificant. Take joy in it. The great elder said. One who wishes to enter the door of the Mahayana teaching should develop through effort over eons the spirit of enlightenment which is like the sun that clears away darkness and the moon that quells the torment of heat.
So this
paragraph talks about the conditions or the things that we need to do in order to move towards developing bodhicitta. Yeah? First, it says, always rely on the teacher who gives this kind of teaching, this kind of instruction. That is not sufficient. We always have to associate with people who are training their minds in this way. That again is not sufficient. We have to constantly look at the scriptures and the commentaries which describe these trainings. Yeah. And again, that is also not enough. We also have to accumulate merit and purify the obscurations.
Yeah. Thank 곰체 아니 지금 승기 등 아니 박사 두부지 샤토베 공부 친부지 대제 박사 약부 샤토베 어딘데 주나 아니 약부레스다 도나.
So we have to accumulate merit, purify the minds of obscurations. We have to constantly go back to the teachings, the texts that explains these instructions. We have to rely on like-minded trainees as friends, as companions, and rely on the virtuous friend. Yeah? So if we put these conditions together and then familiarize our minds with these instructions, then at least we will be able to leave a very strong imprint on the mind. Yeah? That's all for exchanging self and other.
Okay, now change yourself. 아, 독채 딱딱 잠시 안에 지금 왔다. 독채 딱 죽도지 지금 남나 건조가시 샘들 지금도 쓰다 죽도 거치. 딱 아주 죽도지 잡고 싶다 용만해서 딱또 나 가서 양 죽도에서도 샘들 쉬우치 지금도 와. 샘들 지나 대맥이 샘들었다. 샘들 마시러 시스다.
It seems that there are some people who are stressed about the exam. Don't worry, it is not going to be difficult, you know. So worrying about this exam, having this kind of worry is what we call having worthless or pointless worry.
독신이 다 조조 단 주주 따야 돼 조조 등어서 지 안기 때 지 된돌체 내서 자원이네 말해 그러면서 안기 때 수토 수마체리 된돌 자원이네 말해 제당 섬리치고 요 말해.
The purpose of this exam is not for ranking purposes. No. We're not interested here to rank people, no. Who is first, who is second, and then who has how many marks, no.
What did that jo jukto tang wa de karasna ko so so ge da lob jung jinda yong che da nye che ani ka jo shin do so so kazo shendo so takse che chido jukro dan sire modo shin gobala bo ke yo mare.
So the whole point of having an exam is to allow yourself to see how much you have learned from the class, from coming, from reading and so forth, right? That's the whole point. So allow yourself to know where you are, how much you have learned.
독체 다 대응 주도 담아 주도 잡고 용 말해 다 내하고 내 이나 저도 선도 단시를 모두 망부 뒤에 개요 말해 뒤에 비지 매버도 시래 그렇고 냠바래 줌바래 세서 당 뒤는 강래 세지 모두 잡고 용 말 뒤 소소 선도 당시 제지 모두 이게 망부 뒤에 개 말해 내하고.
So the exam will be easy. Yeah, in the You don't need to write a lot. Actually, I'm also not interested to mark, frankly. And that's the truth. Yeah. The exam only requires you to think. That's all. You don't have to write. You just have to answer true or false. You don't have to, you know, write one whole grandmother story. You know, just. It's either true or false.
That's some of that. That's so big. Namjo Kandidu, some of Kazu Kogodu, Tindaji Dakshi Chair, Jazza Angi Deche, and Shushu Chair Tindi Chamare, Jazza Simdi Chikoya Mare.
So it is just an instrument, a way of seeing, checking how much you can think, how you are able to think. That's all. Something wrong with our education system, definitely. Come to Dharma, so stressful now. Seriously. We must tell Mr. Hing.
안게 가서 라마라 미신배 하고 말 안게 가서 라마 기랑 소소 하고 하지 마. 심지 치고
There's don't worry. Okay, nobody will know how well you've done or how badly. nobody will know your marks. You only know, yeah. And of course, I know also. You have to bribe me. Tell people.
저 심지 치고 하는 거 어떤 남유 망치지 나 약부 치서 약부 나서 미카레라 구이나 다 들어왔다. 진짜게 심지인 거 왔다. 소소지고 하고는 심지기도.
Most of the time, people are stressed because they're worried. You know, people they worry how worry about people knowing how we have done. You know. So don't worry. Okay, nobody is gonna know how well we have done.
Only you know yourself. Okay, I think you are not worried yourself. Yeah. Huh? If you know yourself, you worry? No, is it? Huh? If other people know your mark, you worry. You know your own mark, maybe not so worry. Huh?
Then you have to answer, if I score badly, I worry. If I score very well, I have no worry. True or false? They're all the same.
That's why you have a good mark, don't show other people. Okay? You have bad mark, don't show other. Yeah. Keep yourself. So then no worry. Yeah? Oh yeah, but I said so don't that.
Hello?
Is it on?
No question, is it?
Huh? You ask, but no answer, you ask.
Yeah. In our discussion the other day, we were told that bodhicitta is the mental factor. But that is not my understanding. My understanding from last week's lesson is that bodhicitta is the main mind that is accompanied by two aspirations, in the sense that these two aspirations are concomitant with the main mind. So can you please clarify the doubt? It is the main mind or the mental factor?
So bodhicitta should be a main mind. Should be a main mind.
那刚才讲嘛，他讲究什么？他甚至几百年嘛，他做的做什么不几百年？那他讲究什么？就了有比电气建设，讲究什么来些？他顶那里，他讲究什么没呢？他讲究什么？什么嘛？讲究什么？几个人来研究？他搞电气产业，几百起码。Don't
worry about the difference. I mean, between mind generation and bodhicitta, yeah, okay. In essence, if you look at them, pretty much the same. I mean, they're both main minds, so don't worry, they're both main minds. But about the difference between the two, I guess the difference is just made on the basis of the basis. The bodhicitta exists in the continuum of the bodhisattvas. Na. That's what it's called bodhicitta. No? Like that, no? Bole?
Yeah.
On the same topic, last lesson, I also was very confused and would like to clarify. From what I hear and read, was that there are two types of bodhicittas, and one is aspiration, the other is engaging, and they both belong to bodhisattvas or up to ascension beings' continuum. Thereafter, it will belong to a Buddha's mind, if I were to label it, is like mind generation, but then you don't call it bodhicitta. What would you call it? Because if it's a mind generation, and mind generation
It is called a mind generation.
But then mind generation isn't just one. It's a generic name, isn't it? It's a generic. It means that it encompasses bodhicitta and something else, yeah? Because at the beginning, it says... development of bodhicitta or mind generation. Then it gives me an impression that they are the same. And then bodhicitta is one form of mind generation, but mind generation isn't necessarily just bodhicitta. Mind generation is more pervasive.
Okay. Let us see what the Kimdu Kazan Chitang Shun Korana Zola Texan Sim Get Sinimuya Sigma. Texan Sim Get Sinimuya got a Sigma from Tambo Yundukana. In the Mena Dins to got a Sim Get, say Sigmato, Changjug Sim Sinimuya, Texan Sim Get, say Chisimuya Toma.
So the word is Tikchin Semke, which means even at the beginning of the Sevenfold Course in Infinite Instruction, in this text it's translated as the Spirit of Enlightenment, and generally we say Bodhicitta, right? Generally we say, but because we weren't going into all this discussion, yeah. But if you want to go into discussion the specifics and you bring philosophy, then you have to be specific. Actually the actual term should be Mahayana Mind Generation. But you never hear people talk about it. I mean, translate like that, generally speaking. Yeah.
So Mahayana mind generation would refer to the mind of the Buddha and not the Bodhisattvas.
So mind generation, generating the mind literally, or mind generation, is basically, you know, developing a very expansive mind, a very big mind, you know. And essentially, it's a thought that comes after a wholehearted resolve, which thinks, I'm going to achieve enlightenment for the benefit of all sentient beings. Yeah. That is mind. That is generating the mind. Mm-hmm. This mind. Mm-hmm. This mind generation.
That can be Buddhist. Obviously. Yeah, but on the... Oh, sorry.
So that is mind generation. But then if you want to look at the divisions of mind generation, this thought, I must achieve enlightenment for the benefit of all sentient beings. You know? This mind generation exists in the continuum of bodhisattvas, isn't it? It also exists in the continuum of the Buddhas, yeah. Right?
Yes.
So this mind, which exists in the continuum of bodhisattvas, because it exists in the continuum of bodhisattvas, it is called bodhicitta.
Yes.
But it's essentially the same mind, isn't it? Wishing for the same thing, yeah?
Yes, but then you don't call it bodhicitta when one reached Buddhahood. What do you call that?
Mind generation.
Again,
that too. It's called mind generation. You don't call bodhicitta.
Okay. Okay. So in the Buddha, in being a Bodhisattva or in the Bodhisattva stage, you can call it either Bodhicitta or mind generation. But when it's in the Buddhahood stage, you can only call mind generation.
Correct.
Yeah. Okay. And what is the Mahayana main knowers? What is mean by knowers? Knower.
As you mean mental knower.
Huh? Sorry.
Anyway, teaching the.
今天做能力了。The definition is 今天做能力, which is the Mahayana main mental knower.
I don't understand.
Yeah. We'll come that one. We'll come in the
next module.
Next module will be clear.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you.
Okay. Yeah, that's all.
Okay. Because today is Tibetan 25th, I think, so we'll do a short talk offering. Page 8.